Good morning.
Thank you very much for your time. Apple have started the year with a second coming for its HomePod speaker coming next week for $479. Can you tell us firstly, what is a HomePod speaker and more about this?
Yeah, the HomePod speaker was the original smart speaker from Apple, launched in 2018, $499, big beast. Like back then, we only had a single kind of Google Home speaker, and this thing was enormous compared, and it sounded amazing. That was the big thing. This actually sounded like a great speaker for listening to music. So it disappeared a couple of years ago. Well, the HomePod Mini, a smaller version, very popular, doing its thing, but then they just stopped selling this one. But last week they announced that as of February 3rd, next Friday, the HomePod is back. The second generation will be $479. Again, beautiful quality. Siri is what it's all about, asking Siri to play music, turn on lights, connect to your phone, all those different things, all possible through the HomePod. And it can be the center of your smart home as well. So that's going to be a big thing this year, smart lights, smart doors, smart everything. This can be the center of all that.
What happened to just flicking the lights on? The old school days.
Boring.
Fair enough.
So much better to ask.
Yeah, why not? Why not? Samsung first out of the gate with smartphones in 2023. They've got a big event next week. So what's going to happen?
Well, I'll be over in San Francisco for this. Obviously, it'll be a smartphone because it always is at this time of year. The Galaxy S23, I assume that'll be the name. And then, really, what more can they do to the smartphone? That's the big question we all ask ourselves. And I think it's all going to be camera. They've already announced a 200-megapixel camera sensor.
Wow.
But they haven't announced a phone to go with it. So it makes sense that will be what they announce next week. So expect a war between Apple and Samsung over megapixel numbers. On sheer numbers, Samsung will win, but on actual picture quality, it's a whole different story. So that's late next week from Samsung.
And finally, the butcher that opened 24/7 with no staff. How is this possible?
Yeah, it's a very cool idea from a farmer down in regional New South Wales. He has a great farm, sustainable, all that stuff, very cool, and wanted to sell direct to public, but couldn't afford the wages of a shop. So he's got a butcher, as in the people that cut the meat up for him, but the actual butchery where you go to buy your stuff is a membership program. So it's okay. Free to join, but you get a PIN code to enter the store. You grab the meat you want, you scan a barcode in an app, and you walk out with the meat. No matter what time of day, it's all there for you. And he's had zero theft because the membership requires that you come to his farm and have a tour. You understand his philosophy and the family nature of the business. Who's going to steal from someone you shook their hand? So it's a great idea. It's a great model of using technology to create a business that otherwise wouldn't be sustainable financially.
And of course, you can read more at Trevor's website, which is EFTM.com. Now, Trevor, yesterday being a Tuesday, I know you're a bit of a trivia buff and a history buff as well.
Yeah.
I'll take you back to 1984. Something happened on this date yesterday in 1984, the 24th of January.
Ooh.
What do you reckon it was?
I don't know. What was it?
I can tell you that the Apple Macintosh personal computer was unveiled on yesterday's date, being the 24th, in 1984.
Wow. And look at the journey that company's been on ever since.
I was going to say, the rest of they say is history, but yeah, there you go. So I've just taught you something. You teach us every week. I've just taught you something. Trevor,
well,
really do appreciate your time.
Good on you, mate.
Thank you very much. Trevor Long joining us, the editor for EFTM.com on 1332 4BU.